mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of
mouth.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. 10 years ago, Augustine Burroughs published his memoir, Dry. He's done plenty in the decades since, including lots of writing and public speaking. He bought a condo, he got married, and has published 6 more books, including This Is How, Surviving What You Think You Can't, which is now out in paperback. And Augustine Burroughs is with us from WLRN in Miami. Great to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, I see in the press materials that This Is How is a book on help for the self. So we can't add self-help author to your list of credits.
You can.
A help for the self author.
Help for the self author. It's for people who are sort of emotionally ambitious and want to fix themselves.
I see. Well, I also noticed that the subtitle is now Surviving What You Think You Can't. Now, when published, we had this book. It was called Proven Aid in Overcoming Shyness, Molestation, Fatness, Spinsterhood, Grief, Disease, Luxury, Decrepitude, and More for Young and Old Alike. Did that one not test so well on the road?
No. It's just I wanted something quicker. And I think some people might have thought that it was funny, you know, because of the subhead. So I thought, no. I'm going to change it. I like changing it anyway. So
you don't want anyone to think that there's anything funny about this book?
Well, no, there are things that are funny in it. But it's, it's a pretty serious book. It really is an instruction manual, sort of how to get through things that you think, well, I could never get through that. How to, get through challenges and adversities and whatnot that you face. So it is serious. I mean, I talk about suicide and, death and disease there is some levity in it because, of course, humor is helpful in those situations as well.
You write in your acknowledgments that you are grateful for all of your mistakes. So no regrets?
I wouldn't say that I have no regrets, but there are very few regrets in my life. And they occur I can trace them to times when I've doubted myself or gone against my instinct. Mm-hmm. And I am grateful for the mistakes because I think that that's they collectively are what have given me, sort of the insight that I have in my own life. They're more instructive. You forget the straight A's we get in life. One forgets them. But, if you don't focus on the failures, and beat yourself up over them, but instead learn from them, they are much more instructive and valuable.
In fact, there is a chapter on getting beyond regret. Also chapters on how to be fat, how to get healed. Let's look at some of the things we learn. In How to Be Fat, you write that there is no shame in deciding to just be fat. And go ahead.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I think many people and people that I've known personally have, struggled with diets, this diet or that diet for a long time, 10, 15 years. And if you are still on a diet for 10 or 15 years and it hasn't worked, I think you need to ask yourself, is it that you really want to be thin or that you wish you wanted to be thin? Hmm. And that's something that I have a lot of experience with when I want something, but I don't actually want it enough to get it.
In fact, you're right. If willpower is required to achieve this goal, that's how you know that you don't want it on a deep organic level.
That's really true. In my experience, that's very true. If you've got to white knuckle and willpower yourself through something, you're kind of putting on a show for yourself. And I know that in my experience, the things I've wanted deeply, deeply, deeply have been or despite the fact that they've been, incredibly difficult to get or a lot of work, the work doesn't matter because, the eye is on the goal. And, willpower is – it's like all forms of power. It runs out of gas at some point. It runs out of fuel.
Hmm. Well, there are a lot of things that I wouldn't expect in a self-help book, and I guess that's what makes it your self-help book or help for the self-book, I should say. You write things like, healed is a television word. Affirmations are dishonest. Dig into those a little bit for us. I'd like to know how somebody learns to talk to themselves differently if they don't have these affirmations about the self.
Well, affirmations are, they're part of many recovery programs, both for eating disorders and for substance abuse, and I'm sure many, many others. And they're based on the notion of affirming that which you wish to be true in yourself, but that's not necessarily true. So to bring up overweight again, if you were overweight and you felt unattractive, you know, you would tell yourself, I'm a beautiful weight and I look beautiful. The problem with that is that you're lying to yourself. And it's not helpful to lie to yourself. People need to get into the practice of telling themselves the truth. And sometimes people are more depressed than they even care to look at. And it's much more helpful to really admit exactly how you feel, because it gives you a baseline of reality. You know from where you you know where you are, and it's easier to then navigate to the place in your life you want to be. It's like saying, I really want to be in California, but to get there, you need to know where you are now. And there was a study done. Canadian researchers found that affirmations, in fact, were not helpful except to those who didn't need them. So if you actually are beautiful and thin and you tell yourself you're beautiful and thin, I suppose you'll feel even more beautiful and thin. Mm. And in terms of healing, that is a very popular word, and we do love that word, and it sort of makes the audience clap. But there are some things in life from which you're not going to heal, and people do need to know that. If you lose someone, if someone in your family dies that's just, you know, the unlosable person, if your child dies or your spouse, you're not going to heal. And I know personally that I waited or just in this terrible limbo for healing to arrive and restore me, reset me to the state that I was in before my loss, and that didn't happen. That's not to say that there's no recovery from such a tragedy and that there's no possibility of great happiness, but any great happiness that one experiences is going to occupy, you know, the heart along with the loss. And the true acceptance is realizing and understanding and being comfortable with the fact that the best thing in your life can coexist inside you with the very worst. You know, one doesn't get erased. There are holes. Holes are formed when we lose things and people that we love, but holes create a greater surface area in a person.
We're talking to the memoirist and novelist Augustine Burroughs about his Help for the Self book. It's called This Is How, Surviving What You Think You Can't, and it's now out in paperback. Well, there is a kind of, when I'm hearing you say this, it sounds much differently to me than reading what feels like sort of tough love message to this book. I mean, you went to therapy for years. You went to rehab. You write about that in Dry. You write about being in 12-step groups and then leaving them. But your message to others for considering their own trauma is that it becomes a kind of addiction in itself. So your advice is to stop looking at it. How do you get to that place, Augustine Burroughs, where you can pull back far enough, you can reference the self faithfully enough, I guess, or truly enough to do that?
It's not really so much looking at the things in the past that have harmed us, that's the problem. It's looking and then occupying the same space. You know, people feel haunted by the past, but we are actually the ones that haunt the past. And once something has happened, no matter how terrible, it's actually gone. It's gone from the world. The scars may remain from it and the evidence, but it's a gone thing. And it's not helpful to go back and seek closure. A bow, because that's not always possible. So if one's going to move forward in life, you really have to turn away from the addiction, really. And it's very compelling, but you have to turn away from the inclination to focus on the past and keep digging and digging and digging. The exception to that is that if you're going to do something in terms of recycling your past for a better future. You know, you may have been victimized in a certain way in your past, and it may be the very best thing in the world for you personally to become a therapist who helps other people face and process their own, victimizations in a similar to what you experienced. Or you may be, you know, a memoirist who's going back and, transforming history, one's personal history and the adversities into an actual, product out there that people read. But that's not the same as living still in the past, regretting deeply the things it did, having fresh anger over, those who wronged you. And that's the kind of stuff that the only way to get away or free from the past is to start living right now in the actual future, the moment in time that exists in the world.
I'm wondering, Augustine Burroughs, you've been touring on this book for a while now. It's now out in paperback. And what it's like at your readings. You know, you've sort of shape-shifted in a way from memoirist who is offering experiences of life to people to somebody who's giving very clear ideas on how to live your life differently. What has the response been from your audience?
It's really been amazing. It's been wonderful. I've had, many people who have read the book when it first came out in hardcover have come and talked about how the book's helped them or changed them. And then I have people who have not read it at all, but have, heard from friends and such. I've had people just from all walks of life, which is, typical for my book events, the young and old. And it's been great. I wrote this book because I wanted to write something that was going to be genuinely useful for people, so a way that was something – it's very pragmatic. It's not – I don't hold your hand and try to make you feel better in the book. I just want to, get to the actual root of how you fix yourself. And that's really the same in each chapter. It's seeing the truth of your circumstances, what's not necessarily you think is true, but what's actually true.
Augustine Burroughs, he's celebrating 10 years since his memoir, Dry, came out, and his latest book, This Is How, is now out in paperback. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
There's much more on the book. Both books at wordofmouthradio.org.